Call to order the Planning Zoning Commission meeting of March 9th, 2015. The time is now 6 p.m. 2.0. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on agenda and posted in accordance with law. If you'd like to make any comments, please come forward and state your name and address.
I have no one signed up to speak.
Okay, moving on. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
No, we don't have any reports.
Boogie. Thanks. Okay, 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of February 9th, 2015. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Is there a motion? Second?
Second.
Thank you. All right. Are there any discussion and corrections to the minutes? All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, new business, 5.1, consideration to approve CJ's Country, a replat of lots 38, 39, 40, and 41 into new lot 38 in block 86, a revised map of Tomball and addition in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, Texas, said block 86, line in the Ralph Hubbard survey, A-383. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, this subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Correct adjacent property owner information, correct required notes, and address minor comments, remove improvements. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon the above of these comments being addressed.
All right, is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
All right, is there a second?
Second. Second.
Thank you. Okay, is there any discussion? All right, please enter your votes now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, 5.2, consideration to approve Neighbors Parkway, being a 1.7950 acres of land in the Sam Lewis survey, abstract number 1704 in the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the plotting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD. Address minor comments, the board name, and a question that is arisen is the right-of-way dedicated to the public? They just need to answer that. This preliminary plat for this was called Marinko Road, so you have seen the preliminary plat. They just changed the name to Neighbors for this one.
Okay.
Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Okay, is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, 5.3, consideration to approve Value Bank, Main Street, Tomball, a subdivision of 0.6322 acres out of lots 1, 2, 3, and 14, block 7, Main Street Edition, volume 15, page 43, HCMR, Joseph House Survey, A34, Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Remove Reserve A and rename to Lot 14. Address minor comments, spelling, and board name. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion or question?
Just question.
Yes, sir.
That's strictly a replatting, right? It does.
Mm-hmm. This plat has already come into you before. They didn't get the corrections back to us within the 6 months, so they had to bring it back.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, 5.4, consideration to approve zoning case P14-254, request by Jose Aguirre on behalf of Tower Steel Services, Inc., to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 10 acres of land legally described as lots 335 and 336, Tomball Outlets within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located south, or rather east of South Persimmon Street and south of Lizzie Lane, from the Agricultural District to the Light Industrial District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
The subject site for this request is generally located east of South Persimmon Street and south of Lizzie Lane. The applicant is requesting that the property be rezoned from the Ag to the Light Industrial District. The Light Industrial District is intended primarily for the conduct of light manufacturing, assembling, fabrication activities, and for warehousing, research and development, wholesaling and service operations that do not typically depend upon frequent customers or client visits. There are several land uses in the vicinity of the site. To the north are various commercial and industrial uses. To the south is agricultural land. To the west are South Persimmon Street, undeveloped land, and a City of Tomball drainage channel. And to the east are unimproved City of Tomball right-of-way, agricultural land, and undeveloped land. There are several zoning classifications as well in the vicinity. To the north are the commercial and light industrial districts. To the south is the Ag District. To the west are SF6, Commercial and Light Industrial. And to the east are Ag and Commercial. The comp plan designates the subject site as low-density residential. Low-density includes residential development on minimum 20,000 square foot lots with the intent to provide for a larger lot development pattern. On the surface, the Light Industrial District does not appear to be compatible with low-density residential comp plan designation. However, the comp plan states that at times, the city will likely encounter development proposals that do not directly reflect the purpose and intent of the comp plan. Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council may find that a request for a zoning amendment is not consistent with the future land use plan, but should be approved due to the changed circumstances or additional relevant information affecting the appropriate use of the parcel. The request appears to be compatible with the comp plan for the following reasons. The request appears to be consistent with the comp plan goal LUD7, which says maintain a sustainable jobs to population ratio and a mix of locally available jobs. The full development of the site is anticipated to bring jobs to the city and positively impact the jobs to population ratio and a mix of locally available jobs. And that the properties directly to the north and northeast are designated as business and industrial, as you can see above. Business industrial designation is most compatible with the light industrial district. Property owners within 200 feet of the site were mailed notification of this proposal on February 26th, and as of today, no public comment forms have been received. City staff has reviewed this request and recommends approval, and this concludes our presentation. We're happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay. Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for our record?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Joe Aguirre. The name and the case, you said?
No, just tell us what you'd like.
He had mentioned, you know, try to make it light industrial. So, because, you know, the everything around there is already light industrial, and we're just trying to fit in and use that piece of land for light industrial versus low-density residential.
Okay. Is that all you have?
Yeah. I mean, he pretty much summed it up.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Public hearing on zoning case P14-254 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:11. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Is there anyone who'd like to speak regarding this case?
I have no one signed up to speak.
Okay. No one there to speak. Okay. Public hearing's now closed. The time is still 6:11. Okay. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-254?
Motion to approve.
Okay, is there a second?
I second.
Okay, is there any discussion or questions?
Yes.
Staff or the
audience? I do.
Go ahead.
I would like to have the owner to come back up to the podium so I can ask him questions, please. Jose?
Yes. Could you please come up?
Did you hear this?
We did earlier.
My question is, we realize that you want to change your zoning. What's your future purpose for the land? Since you're saying that others have light industrial, what is your purpose for the land?
Well, some of it is going to be for our business, and some of it is going to be for rental for the, you know, all the light industrial areas.
Like
yeah,
that?
Exactly, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
What is your business?
We're a steel fabricator.
Steel fabricator?
Yeah. Yeah, we miscellaneous parts.
Steel and?
Different items, yeah. Okay. Miscellaneous items.
And is that the rendition of the property?
That's a version of it, yeah. We're not exactly finished with exactly how we want the layout to be, but that's pretty close to how it's going to look.
It's going
to
be single story?
Yes, single story, yes, sir.
Okay.
It's going to have buildings under 10,000 square feet.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I've got one question. You've got 10 buildings laid out on this proposal.
Okay.
One of them's yours?
One or two, just depending on the uses that we're going to be needing. Probably one or two.
And your business would fit in one of these?
Yeah. Well, a part of our business, yes.
Okay. I was curious. That's all.
Okay. All right. Any other
thank
questions?
You. Anybody else have any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ronnie, could you come up? I have a question for you. The road that it shows behind their building, between the property that's behind them, mm-hmm. to the far right, what road is that?
I don't know that it has a name.
It's an unimproved right-of-way.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Right.
So we will still retain.
If there are lots that still face on it, we have to retain it. But if people decide to replat and merge their land and face either Persimmon or Hussmith Corville, the city may in the future decide to abandon it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is there any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, please enter your vote now.
Hold on.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay,
now
try.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Seriously.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, 5.5, consideration to approve zoning case P15-009. Request by TNRG Development LLC on behalf of Frank P. Fontana to amend Chapter 50 Zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 20.64 acres of land, legally described as tracts 4H-1 and 4L-2, abstract 632, CN Pillock survey within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located west of South Cherry Street, north of Holdridge Street, from the general retail district to the commercial district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
The subject site for this request is generally located west of South Cherry Street, north of Holdridge Road. The applicant's requesting that the property be rezoned from the general retail to the commercial district. The commercial district is intended to provide a location for commercial and service-related establishments such as wholesale product sales, welding contractor shops, automotive repair services, upholstery shops, and other similar uses. There are several land uses in the vicinity. To the north are agricultural land and vacant land, a single-family residence, and a future City of Tomball drainage channel. To the south are Holdworth Road, ag land, and single-family residence. To the west is the City of Tomball's future drainage channel and ag land, and to the east are ag land and vacant land. There are several zoning classifications as well in the area. To the north is the ag district. To the south is unzoned City of Tomball extraterritorial jurisdiction. To the west are general retail, commercial, and ag districts. And to the east is the general retail district. The comp plan designates this site as employment office. Employment office indicates where employment uses that are not industrially focused should occur. These uses include corporate headquarters, regional offices, professional offices, light and closed manufacturing or assembly facilities, office showrooms, and small business office suites. Some retail activities are permitted in this land use to support office and employment operations. The commercial district appears to be compatible with the office employment office designation. Property owners within 200 feet of the site were mailed notification of this proposal on February 26th. And as of 5 p.m. today, we received one public comment form from Tomball 39 Partners in support of the request and shown as a green star on the exhibit above. It's just to the west. You can see just to the west of the drainage channel. City staff has reviewed this request and recommends approval. This concludes staff's presentation, and we're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for the record?
Yes, good evening. I'm Taylor Schmidt. This is Reed Vessel with TNRG. We're at 15120 Northwest Freeway, Bill 8, 290. We're asking to get rezoned to commercial. This is a development our company has done down in Katy at Pin Oak and I-10. This is kind of what we envision to do, a business park there, mainly professional office, office showrooms, and many of the uses that's permitted under the commercial zoning. So.
Okay. Do you have anything else that you'd like to present or say?
If you have any questions.
They'll do that after we make a motion, and there'll be discussion. Thank you. Okay, the public hearing on zoning case P15-009 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:19. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
I have no one signed up to speak.
Okay. There are no comments. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:19 still. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-009?
I move that we approve P15-009.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Yes, I have a discussion. Lori, wasn't this presented to us once before?
Rodney, if you could, staff will have to add.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all saw this one several months ago now. They requested that it be rezoned to the light industrial district. Planning and Zoning Commission did not recommend approval of that. Then went to City Council and they pulled their request before Council made a motion.
Okay. And they approved it, so we're back at it.
They did not approve it. No. It didn't even go to vote in city council.
So they withdrew it from city council's
right, it never
agenda,
went to
vote. So it never went up before council?
Right. Well, I mean, it was on the agenda, but they never
right, but I'm, so I'm saying they didn't present to right. council. Okay. Are there any other questions y'all have, might have for Rodney? I have a question. With the PID on the corner, there's residential apartments, and I think there's 300 to 400 there that are going to be going in. To the right of this property, down at the corner, we've got the hometown place, whatever they call it, the residential development for seniors. We've got general retail on other sides of it. And we've got residential north. I'm just a little bit concerned about whether or not it's appropriate to go to the commercial zone, simply due to the fact that we've got so many residential properties in the area, and it seems like we've got a lot more that are, you know, looking at coming into that area. We've got all our industrial all the way over to Hussmith Corville right now, and we're all moving back, you know, from the railroad tracks over. But y'all still consider that it's compatible for the area based on the
well, what we are always basing these requests on is the designation of the comp plan.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, when we adopted the comp plan, the city said employment office is what they were looking for there.
Mm-hmm.
General retail and all the uses that are permitted by right there are allowed today. I mean, they could go in today and, mm-hmm. and have that. The employment office district or employment office comp plan appears to be compatible with the commercial zoning district.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't feel it was for light industrial. That's why we recommended denial
right.
last time.
Mm-hmm.
We felt light industrial was pretty heavy for that area, especially with employment office being shown in the comp plan. And the business and industrial designation of the comp plan is really what that is more intended for,
mm-hmm.
With employment office being a little bit lighter. That's why commercial, general retail, I think, are compatible with the comp plan for that area.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any questions to the applicant?
Good looking building.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries, 4 votes aye, 1 vote nay.
3 aye.
3 votes aye. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay. 5.6, consideration to approve zoning case P15-020, request by the City of Tomball to amend sections 50-2 definitions and 50-82B use charts of the Tomball Code of Ordinances, adding additional land use and associated definition for brew pubs, microbreweries in the City of Tomball. Steph, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Item 5.6 is a request by the City of Tomball to amend sections 50-2 and 50-82 of the code, adding an additional land use and associated definition for a brew pub. On February 16, 2015, City Council directed city staff to bring forward amendments to these sections to create a new land use for a brew pub and to establish which zoning districts they would be permitted to operate in. The code does not currently allow for a brew pub land use. The closest use is for the distillation of liquors, spirits, etc., also known as a brewery. This use is listed in the light and heavy manufacturing industrial portions of the use chart and appears to be intended for the large-scale production of alcoholic beverages similar to the facility shown above. The intent of this text amendment is to allow for the brewing of beer, ale, etc. on a much smaller scale, along with on-site eating or drinking establishments similar to the facility shown above. City staff is proposing the following changes. To section 50-2, we're proposing to add the following definitions. A definition for a barrel, meaning a quantity of beer, ale, etc. equal to 31 standard gallons. a definition for brew pub, meaning an establishment where beer, ale, etc. are brewed in conjunction with a drinking or eating establishment. The maximum brewing production shall not exceed 10,000 barrels per year. As well as we're proposing to make changes to section 50-82, which is the use chart, we're proposing to create a new land use called brew pubs and allow them by a conditional use permit in the office district and by right the general retail, commercial, light industrial, and old town mixed use districts, and establish a minimum parking requirement of one space per 1,000 square feet of brewing area and one space per 100 square feet of associated eating or drinking establishment. City staff is proposing to require that all brew pubs have an eating or drinking establishment component and that the brewing production be limited to 10,000 barrels per year to ensure that the use is retail and not industrially oriented. The 10,000 yearly barrel maximum mirrors the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Code production limit for brew pubs. Additionally, as the intent is to be retail oriented, this use is being proposed to be permitted by right in the Old Town Mixed Use Districts, General Retail, Commercial, Light Industrial Districts, and by conditional use permit in the Office District, as eating establishments are currently permitted. A public hearing notice was published in the Tomball Tribune on February 23rd, and as of today, no public comment forms have been received. City staff has reviewed this request and recommends approval. This concludes staff's presentation, and we're happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. Okay, the public hearing on zoning case P15-020 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:27 p.m. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You have 3 minutes to speak, and would you please state your name and address for the record? So, do we have anyone
here? I have no one signed up.
All righty. There are no comments. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:27 p.m. Could I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-020? Is
motion to approve.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion or questions?
I have a question of the retail sale of it, does that include outside the establishment? Because that's a lot of beer, 10,000 barrels.
As in outside the walls or to outside?
Yeah, like to an outside retail, like a grocery store or Specs, whoever. Can they bottle it and package it and sell it?
I don't see why they couldn't.
The intent isn't for someone like Kroger or something to come in and buy beer to sell there. The intent for the retail portion of this definition is essentially what's called a growler. You can go in and have a growler filled up and take it home kind of thing. So the retail sales is in much smaller quantities.
The intention is not to have them commercially market whatever beer they brew outside the pub?
To be resold somewhere else.
Right.
That is not the intent for it to be resold somewhere else. The intent is for on-site consumption and people that want to take some home.
Okay. Is that good or is that bad? Or I mean, if you owned a pub and you got the capability to brew 1.65 million bottles of beer,
what
do you think that would be? Something you could consume in a restaurant?
That's a long trip, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's why we put the 10,000 barrels.
Yeah, 10,000 barrels.
But that's what it is. 10,000 barrels is 1,650,000 bottles, 12-ounce bottles.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of beer.
I just don't want us to be too restrictive, but I know what you're trying to do, but I don't.
What we were trying to do was we were researching what other facilities use, right? And one of the areas we were looking at was the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Code.
Okay.
And they basically break down these producers by different levels, the smallest being these brew pubs. And the brew pubs, they cap them at 10,000 because above that they're really more like regional distributors.
Okay.
Granted, I mean, if y'all have concerns about the 10,000, let me.
No, I was just curious. That just seems like a lot to restrict for that establishment. I mean,
yeah, a lot of beer.
I don't have anything against beer.
It's a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Count the bottles,
it does,
right?
When you count the bottles. What size bottle are you working on?
12 ounces. I looked it up. Yeah. I wanted to know how much beer there was.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean necessarily they're going to produce that much.
Right.
No,
that means that's the absolute maximum.
What we were trying to do was create some distinction between what the code has now, which is the brewery,
the big ones,
this other thing that's going to be a microbrewery.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we felt was the way the zoning ordinance was written was they really lumped the brewery into the light industrial facility,
okay.
Which is the Coors, is the Millers, you know, the big boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we were trying to do was to set some much lower cap, and we took our guidance from the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Code to figure out what that cap would be, a reasonable cap, and so that's why we proposed that.
Well, they have a lot of these craft breweries that are, I know Magnolia has one,
yeah.
And they got them all
I
over the place
them.
That are
right.
actually
yeah,
bottling and selling it to resale.
Right.
So that's what I was driving at. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That,
yeah,
you answered my question.
However, it doesn't forbid them from doing what he's talking about, but it's not what you would call large commercial type thing.
It doesn't specifically, from the way we wrote it, prohibit it, but I mean, if that's, I don't know
are
if we could.
Talking about the sales again?
Yeah, yes. Reselling it. To me, it does prohibit it.
Even though they're a small brewery.
I don't believe there's anything in the language that would prohibit that.
Okay.
But what it does, it limits them when they get to that level. Then they're going to have to go find themselves a factory.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
This is a smaller level.
It's really tied to two things,
mm-hmm.
production as well as this other use as
mm-hmm.
A drinking establishment or eating establishment.
Right.
So if you had every square foot of it being used for a brewery, it doesn't meet that anymore, right?
Right,
So you have to have some sort of eating component, drinking component. Somewhere where the public's going to gather, as opposed to this basically a manufacturing facility. And we
mm-hmm.
have a use for that. It's just only permitted in light industrial district.
Right, okay.
So we're just trying to create another category.
All right.
Now, does this limit this in reading your definition? It says beer, ale, et cetera. So we've had a couple of, to be honest, you know, distilleries in the area that were in warehouse areas, you know, not within the city of Tomball, though. That have now moved down and they've opened essentially what they would be a brew pub serving whiskey or something of that sort down off of 1960 and some of the other areas around here. How does it impact that?
Et cetera is always the fun part.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. I think it was left intentionally vague. I don't know that we were trying to peg it down to a particular alcohol.
Okay, that's what I was. So you're trying to leave it broad for right now until we see what happens.
If you have suggestions, we can certainly bring those to council. I'm sure they'd be happy to hear them.
Well, the way a land use works is if someone were to come to us and say they wanted to do, I guess whiskey is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If they met the intent of this and essentially it was just this except whiskey instead of beer, they would fit in this category.
Okay.
Or
thank
is it
you.
Best fit?
You know, could wine fall into it or meat?
Right. Well, that's the other thing, too, because there's wine and a lot of other types of stuff.
Right.
So, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Okay. All right. Please enter your vote now.
Sorry. Hello.
Oh, we're ahead of you. Again. Sorry.
Apparently. That's okay. Motion carries unanimously.
Ooh. All right. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
I second.
All right. Is there a second?
I second.
All righty. Please enter your vote now.
I'm going to enter nay one time.
You'd be outvoted.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned. Oh, wait. Evelyn,
confirm.
Thank you. Okay, the meeting is adjourned. The time is now 6:34.